Welcome back, everyone. Today we're tackling something that, honestly, can make or break a new flight school, flight club, or tour operation before it even gets off the ground. And that's choosing the right software to manage everything. Our guest today has been working closely with operators across Europe and beyond. So let's get straight into it. When someone's starting a flight school or club, what's the biggest mistake you see them make with their operations platform?
Great question. The biggest mistake: trying to piece together 5 different tools. Spreadsheets for scheduling, paper logbooks, separate accounting software, maybe a maintenance tracker. It's a recipe for chaos. What new operators really need is an all-in-one solution that handles scheduling, safety, billing, maintenance, student management, all in one place. Otherwise, you're constantly playing catch-up.
Right, so integration is the foundation here. Let's break that down. What are the absolute must-have features for scheduling?
You need real-time calendars with conflict detection, so you never double-book an aircraft or instructor. Rules-based booking is critical too. Like, if a pilot isn't instrument-rated, the system shouldn't let them book after sunset. And flexible architecture helps if you're managing different types of operations or aircraft across various locations. Basically, intelligent scheduling prevents mistakes before they happen.
Makes sense. And I imagine digital logbooks tie into that?
Absolutely. Electronic logbooks auto-calculate flight hours, fuel burn, and costs. That data then flows directly into your maintenance tracker and billing system. No more manual transcription errors, no more chasing down instructors for hobs times. It's all captured digitally at the end of each flight.
Okay, so scheduling and logging are covered. What about the maintenance side? That seems like a big liability risk if you get it wrong.
Huge risk. Your platform needs to track airframe, engine, and propeller hours automatically. It should send alerts before inspections or component life limits are reached. And here's the key. When a limit is exceeded, the aircraft should be blocked from the reservation calendar entirely. No one can book it until maintenance is signed off. You also want work order creation, defect logging with photos, and a full maintenance history per tail number.
That point about blocking reservations really sets up our next piece: safety checks and compliance. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Flight schools and aero clubs worldwide rely on specialized aviation management software to run their operations smoothly. eAvio provides a cloud-based platform that integrates aircraft scheduling, digital flight logs, training records, maintenance tracking, member management, and billing into one system. With features like real-time aircraft monitoring, GPS-based flight log generation, and support for EASA compliance, operators can reduce paperwork and improve efficiency. Learn more at eavio.aero.
Picking up on blocking reservations, how do you handle the pre-flight safety checks to make sure nothing slips through?
So the best systems embed safety checks right into the scheduling workflow. Before a booking is confirmed, the platform verifies aircraft airworthiness, pilot qualifications, license, medical certificate, ratings, and student eligibility, like solo endorsements or stage check completion. If anything's expired or missing, the system won't let the reservation go through. It's a hard stop rather than a warning.
Interesting.
Exactly. And ideally, the platform integrates real-time weather data, MEDAR and TAF, right into the interface, so pilots have the critical information they need to make informed go or no-go decisions before every flight.
That's a lot of moving parts. What about billing and invoicing? I imagine automating that saves a ton of time.
Oh, definitely. Automated invoicing based on hobs time, fuel, instructor hours, monthly dues, it all happens in the background. The best systems integrate with payment gateways like Stripe or support SEPA transfers. And they offer standard accounting exports, so your financial data flows smoothly to your accounting systems. Pilots can have prepaid accounts, so their balance updates after every flight. No more end-of-month reconciliation nightmares. I remember when we first implemented automated billing at one operation I worked with. The office manager almost cried tears of joy. She'd been spending 3 days every month just reconciling invoices manually.
I see. That's powerful.
For flight schools specifically, you need training and student progress tools. That means syllabus builders, lesson tracking from first flight to check ride, and instructor feedback logs. Some platforms even support online exams with AI-assisted grading, and document storage with expiry tracking for licenses, medicals, insurance, airworthiness certificates is non-negotiable. The system should send automatic reminders and block bookings if something's expired.
So to everyone listening, if you're launching a flight school or club, what's the one question you should ask a software vendor?
Ask them, can your system actually prevent an unsafe dispatch, or does it only flag it after the booking is made? The best platforms stop the booking from being confirmed in the first place. Prevention beats correction every time. That's the difference between a scheduling tool and a true operations management system.
That's a really practical litmus test. Now let's talk about compliance and safety features. I know EASA has specific requirements. What should operators look for?
Compliance is huge, especially in Europe. Your platform should automatically track license and medical expiries, enforce qualification prerequisites before booking, and maintain a central document library with version control. The key is integrating these safety checks directly into your daily workflows, so when an aircraft isn't airworthy or a pilot's medical has lapsed, the system blocks that reservation automatically. That's how you maintain EASA compliance without creating extra administrative burden, or without drowning in paperwork, basically.
And all of that should ideally be built into the same platform as scheduling and maintenance?
Right. If your compliance tools sit outside the booking system, someone has to manually cross-reference everything. That's where gaps and errors creep in. Integration is everything. You could call it the glue that holds safe operations together, honestly. Though that might sound a bit dramatic.
No, I think it fits. So we've established scheduling, logging, maintenance, billing, compliance, and training. That's a lot. Do operators really need all of this from day one?
I'd say yes, because the cost of having gaps, double bookings, unsafe dispatches, billing errors, failed audits adds up fast. And as you grow, you don't want to be migrating systems every year. Start with a platform that scales with you.
Makes sense. Have you ever wondered how many flight schools actually launch with a comprehensive platform versus trying to add features later?
That's a great question. I'd estimate maybe 20% start comprehensive, the rest retrofit as they hit problems. But retrofitting is expensive and disruptive.
Any final thoughts for new operators?
Just this. Your software should support your operations worldwide, but especially in regions like Europe, where regulatory requirements are strict. Look for mobile access, open APIs for integrations, and real reporting tools. And remember, the goal is to spend less time on admin and more time flying.
Couldn't have said it better. Thanks so much for joining us today. This has been incredibly helpful. And to our listeners, if you're launching a flight school, club, or tour operation, take this checklist seriously. It'll save you headaches down the road. Until next time, safe skies.